I don't know how this is gonna go, Zeke.
Like when we're just like
find out.
When we were talking,
I'm probably gonna sit back and watch and listen. Like I don't really have anything.
When we were like,
I want you to say something ridiculous.
I will try.
Okay.
Men have rights.
That's pretty. Whoa, Chloe, that's pretty ridiculous. Red pill, blue pill, which one should you choose? Here on the Dangerous Faith Podcast, I'm Nate Williams, your gracious host. I'm the second greatest apostle next to Paul. Today, we're going to talk about red pill podcasting. With me are my lovely friends, Justin Wygan.
You forgot your own name.
I forgot your name. I forgot your name. Chloe and her husband.
Zane.
And Blake. Zane. Zeke. Yeah.
Zane Adams.
So we're going to talk about red pill stuff. So Justin, why don't you start us off? What is something red pill?
I got to say that personally, I prefer red fish, blue fish, if I have to choose.
You're colorblind. You don't know.
Oh,
you don't
wait, you're right. Mr. Dr. Suisse, you need to correct your books for colorblind people.
Mm-hmm.
Gray fish, slightly grayer fish. So I think that's something we could talk about as well. When we're talking, let's talk about some life hacks. I have a great life hack.
Lay it down.
Okay. So this is a great life hack. I found this when I was younger, right? If you get in the mirror and you scream Among Us 65 times in the mirror, this being called Mom will take you to this place called the orphanage. It's pretty cool. Dude. All sorts of cool kids there. Most of them crying.
Cool cats and kittens up in the orphanage. I think we should get rid of orphanages. I think they're just a waste of time, waste of money. If you're not man enough to deal without having your parents, like I'm 24, I don't even have parents.
That's a Sigma thing to
That's
do.
A very Sigma thing. That's not alpha at all. To be taken care of by a bunch of strangers, like who are you? Are you a loser? We're here with Zane. Zane, what do you think about red pill stuff?
I haven't thought about this.
What's some red pill? Or blue pill, whichever pill.
Like, give me a topic.
You know. Women. That's a great topic. Yeah. Women.
Yes.
Do we need them?
No.
Your wife is sitting next to you, by the way.
Yeah. So here's one thing. Women shouldn't be speaking unless they're given permission.
Amen. Amen.
And a women. Let's not be too sexist.
Amen. And a women.
All right. My name is Nathan, for those of you listening for the first time. The other person mimicking me is Blake. And one thing that you'll often see as we actually start our Dangerous Faith episode is that there are a lot of opinions out there, a lot of podcasts, a lot of YouTube channels, etc., with just bad advice. People say ridiculous things, anything for clicks, views, subscribers, and the more crazy you get, the more, unfortunately, in our attention-seeking economy, the more airtime you'll get, the wilder, the more extreme, the more ridiculous. And so what we just did for you is we walked just through some of that, just being ridiculous and all that. But we're going to move on now to what we're actually talking about for this episode, which is what's the worst advice you've ever been given? Because if you go online or, again, podcasts, whatever you go to for information, there's a lot of stuff out there. Some of it good, some of it bad, some of it ridiculous. So now what's some of the worst advice y'all have gotten in your life? I think I'll start us off then. I think one of the biggest pieces of bad advice I've gotten is to seek revenge. So, for example, something bad happens in your life, relationally or whatever, you want to get back at the person, and here is how you do so. Someone did you wrong, someone broke up with you, et cetera, et cetera. Here's how you get back at that person. Well, automatically, that sets you up on a trajectory where you're not going to heal correctly because you're obsessed with getting back at the person who wronged you, or at least you thought they wronged you.
But what if that does help me heal, Nate? What if that does help me heal? How do you know? You don't know my journey.
So, Justin, how has revenge helped you? Yeah.
Pass.
All right. So I think seeking revenge, oftentimes it consumes you. And even if you do have some success with it, you still don't feel right on the inside. Blake?
One of the worst piece of advice that I've ever, it hasn't been given to me, but I've heard, is the, kind of like if you ever go through like a breakup or maybe like you just go through like a rough patch in your life, especially for men, they say to just like chase a bag, like just become this absolute monster, like go like get rich, get buff, and then go get hundreds of women. Like, I hate that advice so much.
I'm glad that you followed the exact opposite of that.
Boy. I know. I don't go to the gym. I cry all the time. And
amen.
Men are so attracted to me. I don't amen. Know what went wrong.
And a woman.
Amen. And
a woman.
A woman.
Or as Nate says, woman.
Chloe.
I've probably been told this sometime in my life, but it is also just a very general piece of advice that you tend to hear out in the world a lot. And that's just follow your heart, follow your dreams. Oh, like, yeah. And that's like, that's actually the worst advice you could give someone, because in Jeremiah 17:9, it says the heart is deceitful. So why would I want to follow after something that's deceitful? But rather, I think in the Psalm somewhere, it says you should align your crap.
Whoa,
Chloe, did you say a bad word?
My
goodness.
I'm sorry, guys. This is embarrassing.
Dude, this is a family
It says
podcast.
Basically, like, trust in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. So, like, you have to trust God first and then your desires will align with his. And so, basically, you should not follow your heart because your heart is going to lead you astray. Ultimately.
Is that not a proverb?
Yeah, it might be a proverb. I can't remember.
Yeah, there's a lot of places in the Bible that talk about it.
Probably.
That'll be similar. You see, we grew up on Disney, and that's oftentimes the message we were told. Yeah. To follow your heart, it'll all turn out well. Side note, favorite Disney movie? Go.
Brother Bear.
Brother Bear. That's a very sad movie.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay. Zeke.
Pass.
Is that a Disney movie?
I really liked Coco.
Like Coco?
No. Too sad.
I did.
No. Too sad.
But it was such a good story.
He chose Brother Bear.
That's
Brother
not Bear. Sad. That has a good ending.
Justin, go rewatch the movie.
Yeah, go
rewatch.
Justin, go watch. Yeah.
The guy literally kills the mama bear.
Nah.
And
he's okay.
Kills his brother at the same time.
Land Before Time.
I found the verse, by the way.
Okay.
It's Psalm 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Oh, there we go.
Oh.
There we go.
Wow.
All right, Justin, you wanted to hop in?
Oh, I thought of my movie.
Oh, okay.
Probably. Like, I forget which one's Disney and which one's Pixar.
Just say it. We'll tell you.
Probably.
Toy Story?
Toy Story.
That's Pixar.
Okay. And then Lion
wait,
King.
Is
That's
Coco?
Good. That's a good one.
Is Coco Pixar or is it
no
Disney?
One cares.
No.
It's I don't
not,
know.
It's not Pixar.
Okay. I remember.
Pixar. As long as we all can agree, Tangled is better than Frozen.
I agree.
Ooh, I
100%.
Love Tangled.
Princess and the Frog is the best, though.
Ooh, I love Princess and the Frog.
The music in it's so good.
You're all women.
All right.
That was very red pill.
In 2024, Zeke, thank you.
Yeah. Give me some. That was good.
All right. So, returning to bad advice, I think hit the nail on the head with the follow your heart. The heart's deceitful. It's going to lie to you. It's going to change from day to day, but you follow the word of God. Through the ages, it stays the same. Justin, I forget. Did you have something you wanted to hop in with?
Well, I'm just saying, like, what if my intentions are very good? Like, say I want to be a drug dealer and make people really, really happy because they're really high. And you can't feel sad when you're really high.
That's not true.
That you don't know. You don't know anything. Have you done drugs? Have you done drugs?
Have you done drugs?
I choose not to comment. but I just want to make people happy and make a whole lot of money doing it. So what's wrong with that? Why should I not follow that dream, Chloe?
Chloe, why should Justin not be a drug dealer?
Yeah, why, Chloe?
Because that's going to lead them down a path of destruction,
How do you know?
Because they're going to be happy for a moment, and then the more they do drugs, they're going to be killing themselves.
No, you don't know nothing.
We only have the entire scientific community behind that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Everybody rolled their eyes on that one.
But, all right, yeah, be careful with what you want. Always, try to back it up with scripture and all that. But we'll get to more of that later. Blake?
There's one. I don't know if this is advice, but when people say, if you want it, speak it into existence.
Yeah.
That one's That one's just not
looking at you, Isaac Adams.
Does Isaac say that?
No, Isaac's never said
that. What we're going to say for this purpose is that he does.
So what you just did was slandered Isaac.
You just tarnished his character.
First he sells drugs, and then he
now you sell drugs.
Slanders people.
I bet you speak things into existence, Justin, don't you? You walk in your room and be like, oh, McRib, appear in my lap.
Is that how that works?
I want to try it.
All right. So, Blake, let's dive into that one a little bit more. All right. There's another word for that, manifesting.
Yeah, manifesting. When people say just manifest, we're
can
looking at you,
can you differentiate Mariah? Between the goals of setting goals for yourself, mm-hmm. Trying to work towards that goal versus manifesting, name it, claim it, speak into existence? Can you differentiate those two?
I think, me personally, can I differentiate?
Yeah.
For me, setting goals, obviously, it's my goal is to be an accountant. So what are my steps to do that? Well, I go get enrolled in college. I start taking the classes. I do good in my classes. And I work hard towards that goal. I'm not going around saying, people ask me, what I'm going to school for, I'm going to say, well, I'm going to be an accountant. That's not speaking it into an existence. That's not manifest. That is saying, hey, this is my goal. This is what I'm working towards. I'm not saying I am an accountant. I'm just saying this is what I'm working towards. This is what I hope to be. Manifestation is when you say, for instance, I want a house, but you do nothing to work towards that house. It's you're just thinking if you put it out into the universe, if you put good vibes out to the universe is just going to magically give you a house. Well, first off, as Christians, we know that the universe gives us absolutely nothing except a place to live. As far as it being an omnipotent being that grants our wishes, that's not true at all. God gives us, and even then, God doesn't just hand us things either. We're not hey, God, I want to be an accountant. I'm going to manifest. I'm going to speak it into existence, and you're going to make me an accountant. No, if God put it on my heart to go into accounting and to go into ministry. So what that means is he's going to open up doors along the way for me to walk through, but he's not just going to hand it to me.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to manifest these things out of nowhere. I have to actually walk through the doors and walk faithfully with God throughout the journey.
Vibes and good energy doesn't quite cut it. Mm-hmm. Chloe?
Yeah, I totally agree, Blake. But I think there is also an important distinction we need to make, because I think there is a lot of power in our words. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you speak more positively, you're going to have a more positive outlook on life. But I think there's a difference in that. And like you said, speaking things into existence, just because you throw words out there I'm going to get married and I'm going to have a house one day. That doesn't mean that
you're manifesting.
You're just going to have it automatically.
Yeah.
The universe is going to give that to you.
And that's my fault. Maybe I just didn't preface that.
Oh, no, you're good. I just wanted to bring that up.
That's a good distinction, though. That's
Blake, are you ready?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
what do you do with scripture that says, ask and it will be given to you?
Ask and it will be given to you. So where is that at?
The book of John.
Book of John.
Jesus said it himself,
Jesus
if that helps.
So I think, gosh.
You can tap out if you want.
This is No.
Can I argue with the big JC?
Because I've thought about this one a lot. I think it goes back to ask and you receive it. It comes from a broader, it's deeper than what Jesus is actually saying. He's not literally just saying okay, you want a Bugatti, pray for a Bugatti and I'm going to give you a Bugatti. But what it is, it's more so the deeper you get with God, the more you get involved with Jesus. It's you'll know exactly what to ask for. For instance, if I asked for Jesus for a Bugatti, obviously that's coming from a place of selfishness. But if I ask Jesus, hey, open the eyes of my heart so I can get to know you better, I know I'm going to receive that. It's there's a sovereign will and then there's the conditional will. And that kind of goes into the conditional will. It's I want to seek you. I want what's best for me. You know what you're going to, you know what my heart wants and you know what my spirit needs. You'll give it to me. So ask and you shall receive.
I'm proud of you. That's an answer, Blake, from a year ago?
Wouldn't have been able to answer.
So that's good job.
Incredible that as God changes our heart, all of a sudden we're going to start asking for the things that align with his will, mm-hmm. not out of our selfish desires.
Which is kind of what Chloe was saying earlier with Psalms 37, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When our will is aligned with his will, we'll ask for the things that he wants for us. And all the things he wants for us are all good things. I think later in that same, it could be the same chapter. Either way, Jesus says that as well of if you being evil, talking about us humans mm-hmm. being evil, can give good gifts to our sons and daughters, how much more mm-hmm. can our Heavenly Father give good gifts to us?
Yep.
So.
Well put. So now we'll move to the last part of our episode, and we're kind of hitting all around this, but in your life, people will ask you a lot of questions. How do I do this? What should I do here? What advice would you give me there? What is the key, or what is some advice would you have for people to give good advice?
So here's something I heard a while ago. This is something that sticks with me, okay? Don't ever, for any reason, ever, to anyone or anywhere or anywhere ever, all around. I think you get where I'm going with that.
Do anything
to anyone
for any reason. If you haven't watched The Office, go watch it and you'll understand.
Oh, yeah.
That was so good.
The delivery was superb.
I really thought you were going to say something.
Yeah, I thought you were going deep with that.
Like the pause, the sniff, everything was perfect for no reason ever. That was good.
All right. After Justin's words of wisdom.
Dude, nobody can follow that up. That was good.
But Blake, you raised your hand, so you'll have to.
I know.
Yeah,
Blake. So Blake, what advice would you give to people to give good advice?
So the advice that I would give is to, one, know scripture. And I say that because I realize now with my walk with God that, because I read it in Proverbs, like, don't rely on your own knowledge. Instead, rely on, you know, the scripture. Rely on God's word. And so when it comes to, when I give advice now, instead of it being from my own knowledge, because we can say things like follow your heart, and we might have good intentions behind it, but it where it's centered is wrong. So when I give advice now, I remember scripture. And I remember the words that God puts on my heart, and I let God move in those moments. I don't necessarily just rely on my own thoughts anymore. So if I had to get, if you're someone who wants to give good advice, one, get into the scripture and like get a relationship with God too and let him guide you in that. And you're going to end up changing a lot more lives through that.
Yeah, that's solid. So to avoid the question, answer my own question. Something I was thinking about whenever we're giving bad advice, I thought of some good advice that I've been given, which related to what you were saying, Blake, of how the difference between manifesting and setting goals. And something that I've found really helpful with the setting goals one is the backfilling. Like if you know your goal, like one of the guy who was saying it had a goal of he wanted to be able to, you know, roll around on the floor with his grandkids one day. Like he wanted to be healthy enough to do that. So if that's his goal long term, what does he need to do incrementally from this point forward to get to that goal? And he backfilled with whatever he needs to do to get there. Like, you want to be an accountant, your goal's an accountant. Okay, well, I need to pass this test. To pass this test, I need to go to college. To go to college, I need to register for classes. Once I'm in those classes, I need to pass those classes, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And having all the little roadmap path out, and that's been really helpful for goals you want to achieve. It's not just out there in the midst of nowhere, and you're like, one day I'll become an accountant. It's like, no, you have the steps you need to do to get there.
Yeah. I like that.
An actual good piece of advice, I think, is to stop for just a second before you do something and think, is the thing I'm about to do going to help to build the kingdom?
Yeah.
For example, say Blake, he's incredibly annoying. His haircut makes him look like the TikToker Two-Turnt Tony. It makes you mad. But let's just say me and Blake are getting in an argument and it's about to escalate. I can sit there and stop and think, okay, do I maybe need to try to do my part in that and calm it down? Or should I just fight with him and have nothing happen but us be angry at each other? Obviously, if we fight with each other, it's not going to help anything. As a matter of fact, it may hurt mine and his friendship in the long run. So, and that also goes towards something like, say, you're just mad at someone else and you're going to yell at them. Stop and think, because that may hurt your witness later on down the line.
Justin, I thought what you were going to say was going to be, before I do anything, I stop and ask myself, would an idiot do that thing? And if the answer is yes, I do not do that thing.
Yes. Another great Office quote.
This is turning into an Office episode. Quote. And y'all hit the nail on the head. A lot of good advice on giving advice. And this is what I'd also say. Seek counsel. Don't just go to one person. Have several people around you who are wise and mature and get multiple opinions. So I'm very blessed. Got friends here who give good, who have good wisdom, you know, pastors and other friends, et cetera. And just build a council around you of people you can go to. And collectively, they'll give you good perspective on what you're struggling with.
Yeah. So since I avoided the question earlier, let me answer it now. How do you give good advice? Something I've learned that's been really helpful is making sure that person is ready to receive advice. Ooh. This matters a lot in marriage, probably also in friendship, but probably at least a lot more in marriage, in the sense of if Chloe's in the middle of something, she's distracted and she's frustrated with something, it's probably not the time she's looking for advice. She probably just wants someone to listen. And then on the reverse side with friendship, you know, whenever friends are being stupid and they're in a bad situation or something, sometimes they're not open to hearing it. I mean, even Jesus himself had people who didn't want to hear what he said.
At first, I thought you were going to say even Jesus wasn't good at listening or something. But anyway, sorry. Ooh. You did not.
Yeah, I'm not heretical. Like you.
Wow. Heresy.
But yeah, that's what I was saying, because I've been in situations where like what I was doing was wrong and I knew it, but I wasn't open to listening to it. So part of that is like the way that you approach people when you give advice of like, hey, do you want someone just to listen to you right now, or do you want me to actually help you with some advice? And sometimes if people are honest enough, they're like, no, I just want you to listen. I'm like, okay.
That's literally what I was about to ask you. I was going to say, do you think it would be appropriate in moments like that when somebody's like, because I do that with Justin sometimes when he's having a bad day, like he'll call me and I'll say something like, are you wanting advice or do you just want me to listen to you? Yeah. So do you think that would be like, do you think that's an appropriate question to ask in the moment?
Yeah, me and Nate's the one who taught me this, and it's been honestly phenomenal for our marriage whenever I remember to actually do it.
It has been great for our marriage.
yeah, our marriage. So with me and Chloe, like there's not, this is advice for y'all for whenever y'all eventually get married.
That's never going to happen, but okay.
Well, hypothetically, if it ever happens.
Manifesting.
I know, I was about to say, speak it into existence.
So
give me Rihanna. Rihanna, if you're listening, I'm single. I don't know if you are, but if we are, we would make a great couple. Rihanna, say my name.
So what?
Is that a Rihanna song?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just making sure.
Yes. So the advice Nate gave was if your wife is complaining, ask, do you want advice? Do you want someone to listen or do you want a hug? And most 9 times out of 10, it's the second two. Because there's literally a simple solution to most of the questions she asks, but she doesn't want the answer. She just wants someone to listen and to vent to. And that probably goes for friendships as well, yeah. I'm sure.
It does.
Good. Good words. A lot of wisdom there. Anything else before we sign off?
I'll leave you all, and then I'll let Nate sign off. I'll leave you all with the advice that I've been giving for the past 2 weeks now.
Oh, boy.
So it's good advice. Don't worry. So my sister's, just a little shameless plug, if you don't mind. My sisters won the state championship in their basketball division. We're very proud of them. But the advice that I kept giving them, and I felt like it was really solid, not just for me, or not just for them, but it was also for me as well, to remind myself, was in everything that you do, if you're a Christian, and if not, you know, we want you to become a Christian, but for Christians listening, in everything that you do, and I mean everything, give it back to God. Wow. Give it to God and just let him have it in everything that you do, whether it's in your work, whether it's in your friendships, your marriages, even in your basketball ability. Your witness is 24/7. So like Nate told me and like Zeke told me and Justin said before, you're going to be the only Bible that some people ever read. You're going to be the only Jesus that people ever see. Not saying you are Jesus, but letting him live through you. So in everything that you do, give it back to God.
Amen and a woman.
A woman.
A woman.
All right. Justin?
One more thing before you go. For all the people who are out there, look for people, like Nate said, good mentors in your life who you can go to for advice. Look for people who have a tsunami crashing into their forehead as a haircut. Look for people who are Jewish and Japanese of that descent. They're great. They're amazing. Look for people who do sound like they bat for the other team.
This was all one big roast of Nate.
Yeah.
For those who don't know.
This went from being wholesome to just like...
So let me ruin that wonderful thing that Blake said by ending with that. Thank you and good night.